A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. It's our day 7 of our 7 days of praise, 7 days of raising an altar of praise unto the Almighty God. Praise and thanksgiving, very essential for the man whose journey will be smooth and who will arrive at glory, a greater glory that God has promised him this year, 2024. Of course, you will have requests, you will have needs in the year, but the word of God makes it clear that these should be presented to God. A man who is praiseful is a man who is grateful, is a man who will not be stressful. Without praise, you will be stressed. If you don't know how to praise God, you will endure, you will have to go through stress in life and in destiny. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6. Paul the apostle, writing to the Philippians, said, "We should be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Present your request to God with thanksgiving. Thank him in advance and in anticipation of the things that he is going to do in your life and in your destiny. Our God is a faithful God who delights in the praises of his people, who also dwells in the praise of Israel. God expects your praise. He expects your thanksgiving. He expects your appreciation. The Bible says we are rooted and built up in him and established in faith, as he has been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. We abound in him with thanksgiving and with praise to his holy and his glorious name. Let's look at what the word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and in verse number 15. The Bible says, "For all things are for your sake." All things, not a few things, all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of the Almighty God. The New Living Translation of that verse says, "All of this is for your benefit." So all things are yours. All things are for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. When there is great thanksgiving, God will receive more and more glory. God wants to take great thanksgiving from your life. He wants to get the glory. In the book of the prophet Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 21, God said, "These people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise." God wants you to show forth his praise by your thanksgiving. He wants the things he has prepared for you to be yours. He wants all things to get to you. Don't forget, all things are for your sake. All things are for your benefit, and God does not want you to miss your own. He wants you to get them. How do I get my own? Do not forget, the Bible says in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter number 12, verse number 3, that therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. So you draw these blessings, these benefits with joy, with thanksgiving, with praise to the Almighty God. Do not forget, it is when the people praise God that the earth will yield our increase and the Lord will bless his people. All things are yours. All things are for your benefit, so that thanksgiving may redound to the glory of the Almighty God, so that God will be glorified as more and more people give him thanks because of the things he has done in their lives. So we're raising this altar of praise and thanksgiving to God this day number 7, so that all things that God has prepared for you might get to you, and so you might increase in thanksgiving, and so that God might be glorified. This morning, I'd like us to join the Expression of Grace Choir as they lead us in praise medley to the glory of the Almighty God. We want to praise God again. We're raising this altar of praise to the name of the Lord our God. Your things will happen very greatly, and the name of the Lord will be glorified. Let's join the Expression of Grace Choir as they lead us in the praise of the Almighty. I will be right back.
amazing.
You are amazing.
Oh, God, you come alive. You are amazing.
You are amazing.
You are, you are, you are, you are, you are amazing.
You are amazing.
Oh, you are amazing.
You are amazing.
Oh, see, you speak from heaven. Everybody say,
you speak from heaven.
We call it thunder. Because you are amazing.
You are amazing.
Oh, you smile from heaven, oh God.
You smile from heaven.
We call it rainbow.
We call it rainbow.
That's because
you are amazing.
You are amazing. Hey, 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 oh. You look from heaven.
And you look from heaven.
We call it sunshine.
Because
you are amazing.
That's amazing.
Oh, God, you made me in your image and likeness. Oh, yeah.
And you made me.
Oh, in your likeness.
In your likeness.
That's super amazing.
Super amazing.
Lift your hands and sing. You are amazing.
You are amazing.
Oh, you are.
Jesus!
Welcome back. May everything that God has planned and prepared for you this year be all yours. May you not miss any of your allocations, and may the name of the Lord be glorified in your life. I declare by the Spirit of the living God that the blessings of the Lord will be upon you, that the name of the Lord will be glorified in your life. I declare that your praises will ascend to God as a sweet-smelling savour, that your praises be acceptable unto God, and that God will bless you and all that you do. All things are yours. May you not miss any of your portion. May you not miss any of your allocation. May your things work with ease this year. May the earth yield an increase unto you. May this year be a year of multiplication, a year of fruitfulness and increase unto you in the precious name of Jesus. May the hand of God be evident upon your life and all that you do in the name of Jesus. May the presence of the Lord accompany you in all your journey through this year, and may your daily benefits not elude you. And may God's name be glorified. May your enemies fight themselves and destroy themselves by themselves. May you come back with testimonies to the praise of the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Join me again at 9 p.m. for day number 12 of our 30 days of power. Don't miss it on my YouTube or Facebook channel. And the handle is at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you attend. Do not forget to join us tomorrow for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. You may wish to join on any of our social media platforms. The Lord bless you as you join. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodun, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.